my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to Straight Talk on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. I want to share a couple things with you today. I met with a prospect today for the very first time, somebody who I actually met at a meetup group. Very sharp, very professional woman. We were getting together to talk about our product, which is anti-aging. And as I chatted with her, I do what I normally do, and I hope you do. And I started asking questions about what she did for a living and what she liked about it and what she wanted to be when she grew up. It's kind of an innocent way and a fun way of saying, tell me about your goals and dreams and desires, you know, because a lot of people you talk to them about their goals, dreams, and desires, and sometimes people, you know, think that's just not real. That's not what real people do. That's not what real business people do. They get a job, they work really, really hard. Well, that's not really the truth either. And if you've been taught that success formula where you work really, really hard, you create success, then you'll become happy. Well, that's wrong. The reality is that when you're happy and when you work hard, success flows naturally. So as I was talking with her today, her name's Casey, by the way. Hi, Casey, if you're listening. We talked about her goals and her dreams, and she had an entrepreneurial spirit, she said. In fact, she was working on an entrepreneurial project. And we talked about our company, our products, and the startup options. And initially, she was thinking about buying just an $80 bottle of our product. And she said, well, what does it take to, you know, start a business like this? And I said, well, tell me about your goals. I mean, you want to make a little bit of money? You want to make a lot of money? You want to make it slow? Do you want to make it fast? And she says, no, if I do something like this, I want to make a lot of money. And I said, well, what's a lot to you? And, you know, it was a solid six figures, because I said, you know, tell me what kind of income you're accustomed to. That's a great way for you to ask people how much money they make without asking the direct question. So tell me how much money you make. Say instead, tell me how much money are you accustomed to? And they'll tell you whatever number they have. And then I asked, I said, so six figures she earned last year, she said $110,000. I said, so what would it have to take for you to be able to invest time so that you could create that kind of income here? So I took her down the path of possibility. And then, you know, she said, well, you know, I'm not really sure. And I said, well, tell me about how many hours a week do you work now? And she goes, well, now you're asking me to tell on myself. And I said, well, I don't care what the answer is. I'm just curious what the answer is. And she said, you know, I probably work about 30 hours a week. 30 hours a week, making a six-figure income. And I said, okay, Casey. I said, you know, I can definitely help you. How many hours a week would you be willing to devote to creating a six-figure income for yourself? And she said, I could devote 40-plus hours a week, no question about it. You see, she is somebody with ambition and desire, and what I had to do was I had to ask enough questions of her to kind of see where she was at, where she wanted to go, what was important for her, and she basically said two things are important to her, freedom and choice. Right now, she's a road warrior, meaning she's traveling all the time, gone all the time, and while she is single, she just hates traveling so much. And the company doesn't even reimburse her for her gas or anything like that. And I said, well, I said, number one, you need to get involved with me from a business standpoint. You can talk to people about our business as well. Then it all becomes a tax write-off. And at, you know, over 50 cents a mile, that can add up very, very quickly for you. And she liked that. So the thing that we did is we talked about her and her goals. And then I painted a picture of new possibility. Now let me pause here and talk about another conversation I had with somebody who's actually on my team, who actually used to own her own direct selling company years ago. And we talked about what was unique about what we had and how we approached people. And, you know, she did an amazing thing. You know, she says, you know, I just chit chat with people. I chat with people. And what that really means is you ask questions, you learn about them, you build a relationship, you build rapport with people. And then, and this is a golden nugget. Now, if you do nothing else but remember this, this is the point I really want you to remember. She said, you know, every presentation I ever do is not really a presentation. It's just a conversation. And that, my friend, is pure magic. I've said that many, 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 many times. And it was so great to hear somebody with over 25 years experience who created a multi-million dollar business say the same thing that I've been saying for a long time. It kind of made me feel good. So understand that when you're talking to people, like I'm talking to Casey as a prospect, it's about asking questions, building that relationship. You know, we talk about hobbies, things like that, and then painting a picture of what we can do. Now, as I talked to Casey about what I did, she said, so tell me what the packages are. And basically, we have a $500 package and a $1,000 pack. And I said, based on what you've told me about your goals, there's only one option for you. You need to come in at the $1,000 level. And she said, okay, here's my credit card. Boom, just that easy. It doesn't always happen that easy. But you see, I painted such a vivid picture of success and possibility to her, and I touched all her hot points, things that were most important for her that may not be important for you or for me, but I was speaking her language because I did a good job of asking questions. That was really, really important. So she came in this afternoon, or actually this morning, at the $1,000 level. And so I gave her some getting started training information, and then I followed up with her, told her to build the list. And, you know, she may not have wanted to build the list, but she built the list. I told her to build a list of 100 names. And then what's the next thing I did, you think? Well, the next thing that I did, and this is important that you do this as well, is I validated her decision. How did I do that? Well, I actually got one of my upline support team members to greet her, welcome her to the team. And this is somebody that, again, has been in the industry for a long time. He retired at age 29. He was earning over $300,000 a month in his business, so not too shabby. Serious income. And he said, you know, welcome to the team, Casey. You're with a great leader. He edified me. He asked her a little bit about her and just kind of dug a little bit, and then he validated her decision. And again, he painted even a bigger picture of possibility on what we're creating as a team. We talked about the vision of where we were going. And understand this, that when you're meeting with somebody one-on-one, if you talk about product, you're going to attract what, do you think? You can track product users. And if you talk about the business, then you're probably going to attract business people. And you might say, well, that's kind of what I want, right? Well, not really. What you want to talk about is vision. Because when you talk about vision and a mission, then you attract leaders. You see, yeah, I have a business right now. I'm not building, haven't touched it in 4 years. Over 38,000 people in 23 different countries still make a really, really nice income. That happened because I invested my time in people and I developed leaders. And that's what I want for you to do, is I want you to develop a team of people who goes out and builds a team of people to educate people about our product, your product, and your opportunity. So I ask people a trick question all the time. I say, you know, what business are we in? And I say, well, you know, I'm in the, you know, the anti-aging business or the technology business or the fat loss or fitness business or whatever product or category that you sell. That's what they say, the business that you're in. And I say, not really. I said, if you want to make a 6 or 7 or 8 figure income, understand this distinction, small but mighty. The business that we're in is developing teams of people who go out and develop teams of people to educate people about our product and our opportunity. You see, that's leadership. You know, you can only make so much money if you are always pitching a product. See, you need people to tell the story. Certainly tell the product story and the business story, but you need people to develop as leaders. Does that kind of make sense? And, you know, my style, I mean, my radio show is Straight Talk. And, you know, I was talking with another woman today who was wildly successful from Nova Scotia and top income earner. And she says, you know, when I talk to people, I just ask them, are you open to making money? And she's looking for a yes or no answer. And if they say, what is it? She said, no. The answer is yes or no. Are you interested or not? You see, we're looking for people who are looking for what we have to offer. The only thing that we can control, my friend, is the number of people that we approach. And you can approach people online. You can approach people offline. Doesn't really matter. What does matter is that you have a very simple system, ideally a simple three-step system that you can plug people into that duplicates. My buddy Randy Gage says, you know, it's not what works, it's what duplicates that counts. You know, you could do a commercial at the Super Bowl or any major event, spend millions of dollars. Yeah, that'll work, but who else can do that? Nobody. So it's not going to duplicate. It's not going to create a residual income. It's not going to create the behavior where you create teams of people who go out and create teams of people to educate people about your product and opportunity. So we have a very simple three-step system on our team. One, create an exposure. Kind of makes sense. Two, use a third-party tool to tell the story. You know, our company and what we do in our team is we're very focused on personal development. We encourage everybody on our team to read 10 pages of a good book a day. You see, because we know that if we focus on making people better, they'll be better messengers. Now, the message is the website, could be the home meeting, could be the webinar, could be the DVD. That's the message. But when you focus on creating better messengers, people are more attractive. You see, people care about people. People attract happier people. Casey, you know, when I asked her what does she want, she said, I just love helping people. I like, you know, being around happy, fun-loving people who are, you know, entrepreneurial and like to have fun. And I'm like, bingo, that is like, that's like our team. So we were definitely aligned. And understand that I just met her once, and it took me probably, we played telephone tag for probably 3 weeks. I met her at a meetup group. We finally actually, it's a funny story because we were supposed to meet at 10 a.m. this morning. She sends me an email at 9:45, says something's come up. Don't waste your time. I'll just go to your website and order the product. And I said, well, you know, I'm at the pharmacy getting some stuff for my mom and dad, some medications. I said, you know, if you want to get together, you know, we can certainly do that. She said, well, I can be there in about 30 minutes. And I said, perfect, fine. So it was kind of one of those things that, we were going to get together. It was a little hiccup, but we found a way to make it work. And then magic just happened. And there was that chemistry there because I asked questions and I could see in her eyes that she was getting the picture of possibility on how I could help her get out of that job that she really wanted. And I only did that through asking good questions. So I really, really want you to get good at asking questions. I want you to get good at painting pictures of possibility. I want you to get good at listening. Listen to what people are saying and listen to what people are not saying, because when you do all of those things, you will be a magnet for high quality people. And then once somebody makes that decision, make sure that you reassure them that they made the right decision. And you do that by introducing them to other people on your team, above you, below you, aside from you, anybody. Does that make sense? Awesome. Well, thanks so much for listening to us today, and connect with me on my blog, which is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petro, P-E-T-R-O, vick.com. Remember this, my friend, we're in this together. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one. You absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye for now.